It is 3:14 in the afternoon here at the University of Northern Colorado into the last hour. I can't believe how quickly it's been going. Our 8th annual Total Theater Tony Show. We've been talking a whole lot, obviously, about New York theater on this afternoon before the Tonys tomorrow night. But it's only fair. I mean, we did hear from Ann Siegel in Milwaukee, but you know, theater is being done, great theater is being done all over the country, including, of course, right here in Colorado. We talked to my guest co-host here, Richard Shore, about Little Theater of the Rockies and the shows that they're doing right here at UNC over the summer. But you go down south a bit to Denver, and of course, you've got, you know, the elephant in the room, the Denver Center, and we are extremely pleased and proud to have with us on the phone from the Denver Center. He is the president of the Denver Center, executive director of Denver Center Attractions. He is also the former theater operations manager for the Kennedy Center. Pretty big stuff here from Randy Weeks. Randy, can you hear me, and are you with us?
Yes, Dave, I can hear you. Thank you very much for that kind introduction.
Oh, you're most welcome. And why don't you explain to people, because over the past year when we had John Eckerberg on last Tony's show, again, the difference between, say, Denver Center, Denver Center Attractions, and Denver Center Theater Company. What are the different things?
Well, actually, we're one big organization under the umbrella of the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. The Denver Center Attractions is really basically the Broadway presenting side of the aisle. And the Denver Center Theater Company, under the direction of Artistic Director Kent Thompson, is our regional Lort Theater Company. So we basically have two tracks of theater going, and also, of course, our education programs.
Right. So you are most directly related to the Denver Center Attractions, which is the big shows, the tours that come in. So what are the big
tours? That's really been my career track, is coming up through that side of the aisle. I was selling tickets back to the first national tour of A Chorus Line, if that kind of puts things in a timeline for you.
Wow. So what are some of the, you know what, let's get to the nuts and bolts of what you do. I find that kind of interesting. So when you were selling tickets, what is the track that you took from selling tickets to doing what, to doing what, to where you are now?
I worked for Bob Garner. Robert Garner was the fellow that joined the DCPA back in 77, 78, and I took a job working for him in the ticket office as I was finishing up my degree, and it was a business degree, and at that point Bob asked me if I wanted to learn the business of promoting commercial theater, and I had grown to enjoy it quite a bit. Chorus Line was quite influential musical in my life, in my career decisions. Mm-hmm. So I stayed and worked for Bob for 8 years, did go back to the East Coast for 4 years, two of which were at the Kennedy Center, where I got another view of theater. And then when Mr. Garner decided to retire, I got a call from founding chairman Don Sewell and asked if I was interested in coming back to Colorado. And as we all know in Colorado, that's not a very hard question to answer. And it was like, yeah, I'll be back right away, Don, and have been back here since about 1991.
So can I ask, like, your day, your basic day, what do you do in order to get the shows in? Are you on the phone most of the day? Is it paperwork? Is it Excel spreadsheets? What do you physically do?
Well, there's a number of things. As president, there's other things involved with the operations of the entire DCPA that I am involved with. But the issue of the touring Broadway, as you mentioned, you had John on last year. John and I work very closely together in keeping an eye on the Broadway touring product and what's happening not only in New York but around the country. We keep in close contact with our colleagues. We have it's quite an extensive grapevine, I guess you'd call it. We know where shows are. We have friends in other cities. It's how's the shows going, what's working, what's not working. So it's a lot of keeping your finger on the pulse. There's not, you know, some people might think that, you know, we have these huge lists of shows to pick from. That's usually not the case, because for a show to tour, it has to be a hit. It has to be a hit in New York or, you know, somewhere, before it goes on the road. So we don't you know, have one from column A, one from column B, one from column C every year to pick from. Sometimes it's like, golly, is there going to be enough shows coming out this year? So, you know, 2 years from now when they're on the road, are we going to have enough product to work with?
Hmm. And, well, then again, you also sometimes get or even launch a tour of a show like Book of Mormon, which must have been
interesting
for you guys.
Yeah, that's really when we have an awful lot of fun. We've been successfully launching tours now for quite a while. It was kind of a minor blip, but the last time Carol Channing did a national tour of Hello, Dolly, we opened that in the Buell Theater. We opened the national tour of Sunset Boulevard. That was huge here in Denver. We opened the national tour of Lion King. We were also working with Disney and did the pre-Broadway tryout of Little Mermaid. We did that over in the L.A. Cochins. The most recent, we opened the national tour of a wonderful play, the Tony Award-winning play, August, Osage County. And we're really thrilled to be opening the national tour of the Book of Mormon. I've got to fess up and be kind of honest on this one. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to work too hard to convince the producers of the Book of Mormon, because two of the producers are Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who are grew up here in Colorado and met each other up at Boulder, University of Colorado Boulder, and of course they're the extremely successful team behind South Park.
Right, and if you watch South Park at all, you know there are tons of Colorado references, from the Golden Corral to the Greeley softball team. I mean, so it's definitely Colorado-centric.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
And of course, we can't forget that this is the team that came up with Cannibal the Musical as their undergraduate project.
That's exactly correct. Right.
When are they going to bring that to the Denver Center? That's what I want to know. I would love to see that show.
I think maybe they're having an awful lot of fun with Mormon, so maybe it won't be too hard to convince them to work on that as their next project.
And by the way, we're speaking with Randy Weeks. He is the president of the Denver Center. And speaking of launching tours, you are also going to be launching the national tour of one of the plays that is nominated for a Tony this year, Peter and the Starcatcher. Is that correct?
Yes, that's some really exciting news that we will be talking about more this year when we announce a new season. But you know, I'm thrilled to be able to talk about it now. It's great fun. We have a lot of I've got a lot of connections through a Disney. It was a Disney project for quite a while, and I don't think it quite fit the Disney model, even though Tom Schumacher is still involved with it behind the scenes. And the producer, the lead producer, Nancy Gibbs, is a dear friend. She's involved with the Wicked producing team. We were chatting one day in New York, and she asked if I would consider it. And I went to see it, and I fell in love with the play. And it's sort of a play that plays a musical on TV. It's a play with music, and it's great fun. Really, it's the source material is the backstory of how Peter Pan became Peter Pan, and brilliantly conceived. And we'll be opening that next summer
in the Denver Center. Can I ask what other shows you can tell us about now without jumping the gun that are coming up in the upcoming season?
Well, some of the shows that we're really excited about, I'll give you a couple. I'll give you one. It's because it really is one that we're all just really excited about. War Horse will be playing here in Denver, and it's a brilliant, brilliant piece of work. Once again, you know, one of the things, I was listening a little bit to your previous interview. And one of the things that I think is fascinating about Broadway, and I've been watching it for, I guess, kind of like decades now, is it continually reinvents itself. And this is another piece where large physical puppetry is a main part of the storytelling. And it's about a horse, Joey the Horse. The movie is out now that Spielberg did. But in the play... There are three or four horses, and they're manipulated by actors. And within minutes, you literally don't see the actors anymore, and the horses become so real. And they're life-size and even maybe a little bit larger than life-size, and it's just an incredible part of the storytelling.
Yeah, it is.
And we're thrilled that it's going to be playing Denver.
Yeah, it's a brilliantly put together show visually in the technical aspects. And New York listeners can still see the show. It's still playing up at the Vivian Beaumont in Lincoln Center and probably will for quite a while.
It's a huge hit. You're right.
Can you, any other shows you can tell us about for next season, or you have to keep that under wraps until early August or something?
I'm going to keep a little powder set aside for the big announcement in August.
That's fair.
If that's all right with you.
Well, last question then for Randy Weeks of the Denver Center. Do you have a favorite moment or show of this past season that you guys put on at DCA?
Well, actually, you know, it's kind of going in a different direction, but it's what I made slight reference to before, in that there's a line from A Chorus Line. Going back to, you know, when Chorus Line was being written, it was probably 73, 74, and one of the young kids that gets cut early in the show says, "Don't tell me Broadway's dying. I just got here." You know, and every couple of years there's hue and cry about, oh, Broadway's dying, you know, it's, you know, we don't know. But Broadway is constantly reinventing itself. And I was thrilled when we brought American Idiot, and we played for a week in the Buell. And, you know, granted, it wasn't necessarily my cup of tea, but, you know, it's basically a musical that was put together based on the Green Day band and their music and the album. And it just, we did very well with it here in Denver. And it always just is, it's such an exciting thing to see younger audiences and new audiences coming to our theaters and having, in many cases, the first-time experience of going to the theater, and in this particular instance, it's because they happen to be fans of Green Day music, but they go, wow, this going to the theater thing's not so bad. Maybe I'll try it again. So I just love to see things like that happen.
Well, it's great to see and hear people like Randy Weeks of the Denver Center joining us in the Total Theater Tony Show. I wish you much continued success with all the shows that you're bringing in and launching at the Denver Center. And I want to thank you so much for being part of our Tony Show.
Dave, it was a great pleasure for me, and I hope we'll all be enjoying the show tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Have a great one. Thanks for calling.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Randy Weeks of the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to talk about the Denver Center Theater Company schedule, but you can certainly go to the Denver Center's website.